refuting black Hebrew Israelites. This idea that there are black Hebrews who are Israelites is about the biggest joke that has ever been played on Negroes, most of whom are stupid enough to believe it. It is almost as ridiculous as thinking that Jews are Israelites. If anyone thinks that either could possibly be true, their name may as well be Payday Monsanto. And I picked on him because Payday Monsanto was the handle of one of the regular hosts, guest hosts of the Battle of New Orleans Radio, whose existence I was ignorant of until he began disputing me on this program, on this podcast that I did with them on February 8th, 2017. Payday actually quit the program shortly thereafter. We met the other hosts in May of that year when we went to NOLA, to New Orleans, for the demonstrations at Lee Circle. And they were amicable. They were very friendly, and actually we went out for a beer with them after the demonstrations. Aside from the obvious things, such as the fact that the Israelites were a highly successful agrarian society for several centuries, that they built a kingdom which lasted 800 years before it fell apart due to infiltration and corruption, that they left behind a legacy of literature and law which ancient Greek writers esteemed, and that they and that every description of them in scripture describes white people. Aside from all these obvious things, there are a few things which we must ask. If the apostles were sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and if the covenant was made for the house of Israel and the house of Judah, as the apostles themselves stated, then why did the apostles go to Europe? And where are the epistles of Paul to the Mandingos, Hutus, or Tutsis, or the Hottentots and the Bushmen, or any sub-Saharan Africans? How about the Nubians? Where is there any evidence of a sub-Saharan Christianity before the time of the first European missionaries to Africa in the 15th century? Why do Africans today require a constant stream of white missionaries, and they still struggle to maintain a merely marginal appearance of being Christian? Why do Africans today still need white Christian missionaries at all? Why don't the sub-Saharan African languages have any historical traces of biblical languages? They have none. Why didn't Hottentots and Bushmen speak either Hebrew or Greek? No sub-Saharan African nation has ever spoken anything which even remotely resembled either Hebrew or Greek. A thousand obvious arguments can be made against the idea that Negroes are Israelites, or that Israelites were Negroes. But here is one of the best, because it comes from a Greek writer who lived nearly 100 years before Christ. And I originally wrote the following few paragraphs a couple of years ago for a video I had posted at Christogenia, so I will merely repeat it here. In spite of the Hollywood propaganda, the ancient Greeks and Romans hardly knew the African Negro, except perhaps as a passing spectacle in the desert, or by the surviving population of mixed races in certain places in Egypt or Ethiopia. One literary example which demonstrates the truth of this assertion is found in the Library of History, Book 3, by the ancient Greek historian Diodorus Siculus, whose work was published around 36 BC. After describing the cultured people of Ethiopia, who were originally not black, and who had many things in common with the rest of the civilized world. Theodorus wrote in Book 3, Chapter 8, and I quote from the Loeb Classical Library edition of Theodorus Siculus, published by Harvard University Press over 100 years ago. But there are also a great many other tribes of the Ethiopians, some of them dwelling in a land lying on both banks of the Nile and on the islands in the river, others inhabiting the neighboring country of Arabia, and still others residing in the interior of Libya. The majority of them, and especially those who dwell along the river, are black in color and have flat noses and woolly hair. Of course, Theodorus didn't say that about the civilized Ethiopians that he had described a little earlier in his book, in the chapters preceding this one. Continuing with his citation, "As for their spirit, they are entirely savage and display the nature of a wild beast. Not so much, however, in their temper as in their ways of living, for they are squalid all over their bodies. They keep their nails very long, like the wild beasts, and are as far removed as possible from human kindness to one another." If they had guns, they would do what they're doing in Chicago, where 40-something people were killed with gunfire. Blacks were killed by other blacks in shootouts last weekend. They would have been doing the same thing in ancient Ethiopia if they had guns. "They are as far removed as possible from human kindness to one another, and speaking as they do, with a shrill voice," they made noises like a chimp, they didn't speak with words, "and cultivating none of the practices of civilized life, as these are found among the rest of mankind. They present a striking contrast when considered in the light of our own customs." And that's the end of my citation. But it's very clear that the civilized Ethiopians Theodorus did not describe as black must have been white. And they were civilized, and they identified with Greek culture. They even went to Greek schools and read Greek poetry. But not these Ethiopians, who sit in the dirt and pick their noses with their 6-inch nails. The primary reason why Negroes claim to be Israelites is that Israel was taken into slavery. So they, being former slaves, must be Israel, which is just ridiculous. First, the Old Testament prophets inform us that Israel was taken into slavery in the north, and that they would migrate into Europe. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 3 and Isaiah chapter 66. However, Negroes, and unfortunately many whites also, are completely oblivious to the fact that millions of whites have been enslaved all throughout history. For example, the British Museum has an article titled "Slavery in Ancient Rome," which explains that an estimated 10 to 20% of the population of the Roman Empire were slaves, and the vast majority were taken from Northern Europe and the Near East, areas inhabited by whites. Even if some slaves were taken from Africa or Egypt, history would prove that they were at least mostly white. Furthermore, a 2004 Ohio State University news article gives credibility to a book written by Robert Davis, a professor of history at Ohio State University, titled "Christian Slaves, Muslim Masters: White Slavery in the Mediterranean, the Barbary Coast, and Italy from 1500 to 1800. Where the author demonstrates that a million or more European Christians were enslaved by Muslims in North Africa between 1530 and 1780. Of course, Muslims were taking Christian slaves as long as 800 years before 1530, But not 400,000 Negro slaves were ever imported into America from Africa, according to an article at Statista.com. There will be a link in the notes here. Now, there are 42 million Negroes in America. So the 400,000 Negro slaves were hardly oppressed. Otherwise, how could we have 42 million Negroes today? The Jews frequently entertain the idea that Hebrews were Negroes, mostly because Jews did not really have any care for truth or historical antiquity. Rather, the Jews love to promote confusion and discredit those who seek the truth concerning antiquity. So they do that by promoting these Negro fantasies of a glorious past, something which the Negro never had and never could live up to. Through their control of the media, Jews promote any lie which will help them to undermine Christian society, and they will suppress any truth which obstructs that objective. There is a legacy of nearly 3,000 years of writing and art in the Mediterranean basin, which reflects an entirely white society. Only that Egypt and Ethiopia were the first white nations to be overrun with blacks, and were turned into mulatto cesspools before the Greeks went and tried to civilize them once again in the 3rd century BC. The Egyptians and Ethiopians of today are the first result of multiculturalism and diversity outside of Asia, and the Jewish desire is to do that same thing to every white nation which still exists, so they lie about history. Black Hebrew Israelites are among the tools of the Jews in that objective, and whites who fall for this trash are just as dumb as the Negroes.